Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, What Are You Waiting For? As a little boy in a country school, I saw no purpose in doing my schoolwork. So, the teacher made me stay after school as punishment, with my dad waiting out in the car. Well, that didn't go well. I'll never forget my dad being upset and saying to me, Do you think that the whole world is going to wait on you? Well, up to that point, I had not really given it a thought. But it suddenly occurred to me that this was not going to fly in Dad's world. But as believers, we are called to patiently wait for the return of our Lord. In fact, waiting for the return of the Lord is indicative of true faith. In Luke 12:35-48, the warning is to be watching and waiting. Here Jesus indicates that the one looking for the coming of Christ lives accordingly, while the mere professor who doesn't look for him is shown to be an unbeliever. Paul says of believers, For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians 3:20. In conversion, the Thessalonians, quote, turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for His Son from heaven. 1 Thessalonians 1:9 and 10. True believers are to be looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Titus 2:13. Hebrews 9:28 promises, To those who eagerly wait for Him, He will appear a second time, apart from sin, for salvation. Psalm 27:14. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.